is the Riot on Radio U. It's a big week for music, Nikki.
It is
a big week because let's face it, we're going into Memorial Day weekend, and I told you I'm going to be grilling, and I need music to grill by. So, like, you got 21 Pilots coming out tomorrow, and you've got brand new stuff from Emery.
And I like that we're talking to Matt, so it's Matt on Monday.
Yeah.
It's Matt Monday and Emery.
It's a Matt Monday. Hello, Matt.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Very good. Happy release week to you.
Thank you. It's a fun week to have. It's one of the best weeks of the whatever year it is when we put out a record.
Yeah, that's true.
Right on.
Insert year then, yeah.
So, right. Matt, I mean, as Emery, you guys have put out a couple of albums, but what do you guys have any traditions for an album release? Anything you guys do?
Well, I mean, normally we're on tour and stuff like that, so we're just usually hustling. Like, it's not, I wish it was a steak dinner and or a barbecue by the lake or something, but that's just not the reality of release week. So, we're on tour right now, and we've just been, you know, it's especially releasing ourselves, there's just so much stuff that has to be done that mm-hmm. we're behind on, and interviews here and there and stuff. So it's really like a not really a good week to celebrate.
So maybe once the craziness of this week is done, then you guys can do something.
That's right.
Well, that's the plan anyway. Right.
We did on our when we put out our second record after we'd done our first set of major touring. We did go out. We did that was like the last thing I remember celebrating officially, like everybody getting dressed up or going out to do something, but you know, we kind of got over that.
Sure.
So what you're saying is like, you know what? Celebrating is for baby bands. Emery's the real deal.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And it just feels like punching the time clock at the factory for us. We're 30. It's just our job now.
Sure.
So it's just, you got to do the work, and it's definitely, I mean, I'm just kidding around, but it is very rewarding, but not in a more reflective way, but more of the just it feels good to be accomplishing things.
Right on.
Way.
So how is the tour going?
Oh, super good. It's we're doing songs from The Question, which is the 10th anniversary of that coming out. So we have that and the new record at the same time. So that's what the tour's about, is both of those things. So it's a very fun tour.
Yeah, I think it's cool that you guys are doing a bunch of songs from that album, but was it just sparked by it being the 10th anniversary, or did you guys say, like, man, we got to revisit that album? Like, what's
time to play those songs again?
Yeah, like, what sparked going back specifically to that?
Well, I think it's just, you know, we tour so many times, and then we wind up playing the most fun and best songs from all the albums, since we have so many. The set list, I mean, there's a bunch of different songs that we can play, but there's so many songs that we don't get to play. So if you want to do something special at this point and focus on a certain album or a certain theme or a topic, it really makes our tours fun for us, and also something that the fans can know what they're going to see. Like, mm-hmm. are they just going to see greatest hits again? Because, I mean, we've been playing for 10, 12 years in these same markets. So is it just another round of greatest hits, or can they expect something special? So when you have an excuse or a good reason to do something thematic or nostalgic coupled with new stuff, then it just makes it better for everybody.
Matt,
is our experience.
I am. It's safe to say that I think all Emery fans would be saying it's all special, okay? All of it.
Yeah,
absolutely. People are super, super psyched. So for Emery, the album is out tomorrow. You Were Never Alone is out tomorrow. But then today you can mm-hmm. still go ahead and digitally download it early. So it is available if fans want to go ahead and get it.
Yes. At least on our website. It might be everywhere, but I don't even have all the details. But I know if you go to badchristian.com or youwereneveralone.com, that's
sure.
the URL we use for our store. So the record's called You Were Never Alone, and so go to youneveralone.com, and you can order anything now and get to download and physical stuff and everything.
So
we love when people buy straight from us. That's a fun thing.
You have one more day to say you have it before maybe other people might catch on to it tomorrow.
That's right.
So talk to us about the new album. Like, what? How does it – do you feel like it's – I don't want to say this. I almost said, like, is it more of the same? Meaning, like, more Emery? Like, you guys headed in a new direction? Like, how did you, like, what was your approach to doing the new stuff?
Okay, well, this one is pretty simple, really. This record is aggressive. So it's just a very raw and aggressive approach to songs arranged the way that Emery would arrange them and write them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, it's very raw production. It's guitar, bass, and drums in most cases, and not anything fancy, and no layers and a bunch of production stuff. So it sounds like us playing kind of in a room a little bit. I mean, that makes it sound like it's lo-fi, which it's not, but you can really get a grip on. Mm-hmm. You can hear everything that's happening. Yeah. And then with the aggressive approach to the songwriting, it's just real exciting. It doesn't feel like this distant, polished record. It feels like here they are. It's right in my face. And so, I mean, I can't describe the exact way the songs sound to you, but that's the feeling that I get from listening to it and our intent.
Well, dude, Emery is about emotions. It's about being raw.
That's a great way to put it.
So, you know what? I'll go listen to the album and have my own feels. I can do that.
That's right. Yeah. That's up to easy listening for all I know. I'll just tell you what we were after.
Right on, dude. That's exciting. I actually haven't heard the whole album yet. I've heard basically the songs that you guys have been releasing. Like, I've watched all the videos, which I thought have been super cool.
Which it's good too. Everybody can catch up through the Emery Facebook page and kind of watch some of the videos and all the stuff leading up with the release. So it's worth taking some time there to kind of catch up on some of the songs.
Absolutely.
All right. So, Matt, is there anything else going on with Emery we should know about that I'm not talking to you about right now?
Well, I've been doing a podcast with these songs that talks further in depth about the production of them.
Yeah.
It's called Break It Down. And that's been really fun, too. So that if you're an Emery fan, you would like that podcast because it just will go through and talk about the songs and the lyrics and the recording and everything like that. So I would check that out on iTunes or on badchristian.com or whatever. And then certainly our other podcast, the Bad Christian Podcast. Some Emery fans get a kick out of that and some don't.
So you're going to like it or maybe not as much?
No, they don't. Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Matt, look, don't feel bad if people don't like it, because as someone who talks for a living, there are people that don't like it.
We understand that totally. You can't make everybody happy.
I totally get that, bro.
But you can at least try so people can enjoy it.
That's right.
All right. Well, Matt from Emery, dude, it's been great having you on the show today.
Well, thank you guys for the opportunity. I love getting to be on the air and be on somebody else's show instead of my own for a change sometimes. And, we're excited about the album, and thank you guys for supporting us for as long as you have.